No fire, no brimstone, no screams of the souls of the damned being tortured in agony. I must be in the human world. Oh, it's you. Oh, you summoned me, didn't you? Oh, this is a dream come true. I love you so much. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, but you forgot to make the circle that protects you from me. Well, it's okay. You're in luck. I love you and would never hurt you. Hey, can I take a look at your spell book to see which summoning spell you used? It's the old Levant counter-lunar one. This is perfect. This is just perfect. I'll spare you the details, but basically this spell summons the demon that loves you the most, which must be me. I knew it. I knew no one loved you more than me. Well, this only proves that no demon loves you more than I do. But still, this is so validating. It's proof of how much I love you. And you even wrote it in Aramaic. Oh, let me tell you, Latin, so overrated. You've got such good taste. That's my good, darling human. But now that we're finally together, we can do things like watching movies together or eating together. Which reminds me, do you have any food? I mean, you must. I'm starving. They haven't been serving anything in hell other than pancakes ever since this one video game came out. Oh, but I can't believe I forgot to introduce myself. Sorry. My name is Zulzum.
Wait!
I'd recognize that annoying voice anywhere.
Wait, sweetheart. Don't fall for the tricks of this demonic... demon!
Oh, real creative. Digging deep there, huh?
My name is Satsash, and I know you haven't seen me before, but I've seen you all the time.
Because you're a stalker?
No, because I'm their guardian angel. It's my job to watch over my sweetheart human, wherever and whenever. Whether they're eating breakfast or sleeping. I mean, especially when they're sleeping. Have you seen how cute they look when they sleep?
I have.
Right? And that just motivates me even more to protect my cutie pie human. Sweetheart, don't listen to, what was your stupid little name again? Droolzum?
Ugh, Zulzum.
Right, Zuldum.
I said Zulzum.
Don't listen to Zul scum here, sweetheart. She's a demon.
Ugh, duh.
She's pretending to love you, but she just wants to manipulate you so she can hurt you. That's all demons care about, just hurting humans.
Ugh, that is propaganda. That is heavenly propaganda, and you know it.
It is not.
It is too.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. 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 Oh, don't listen to her. I mean, think of all the evil and nefarious sins this demon must have committed.
You know, I don't sin that much.
Did you sin today?
A little.
Did you sin yesterday?
A little more.
Last week? Last millennia?
Oh, please. You're an angel. Even jaywalking is a sin to you. So I sin. Big deal. You know, I'm not even that sinful. I mean, what have I even done? Let's see. Some loitering, some littering, a little murder. See? Nothing big. Just little things. Besides, don't play that card with me. I know you've been up to no good, too. Half the times I can make it to the human world, I've seen you stealing my darling human's wrappers from the trash.
I'm not stealing them. I'm just... recycling!
Oh, sure.
I am. I'm turning it from trash into precious mementos. I'm just helping the environment, but I wouldn't expect an ignorant demon like you to understand.
Please, I'm not ignorant. I understand all kinds of things, like, disembowelment, flaying, crucifixion, algebra. Which reminds me, my darling human, maybe I can teach you a few things.
Like algebra?
No, not algebra, you complete bird brain. The only math I'm interested in is 1 + 1 = fornication.
You can't say that.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't that the point of all this? Usually when a human performs that particular spell, they did it because they want a demon to be their girlfriend, which I can understand. I'm not opposed to that. I'd be overjoyed, actually. And you know, I happen to know a good motel nearby. Maybe we can go there and I can show you why demons are associated with lust. I mean, this angel isn't going to do anything naughty with you. I hear they still teach abstinence up in heaven. Oh, do you really not get what I'm saying? Oh, you're so innocent. You'll be so fun to corrupt. Here, I'll go easy on you. We can start with hand-holding.
Get away from my human, Zul-Salam!
Oh, or what, Sat-Trash? You want to throw hands? I doubt a goody-two-shoes angel like you even thinks about violence. I mean, how good would you even be in a fight, huh? Why don't you write me a strongly worded letter or report me to a homeowners association or something and then fuck back off to heaven to play bingo or whatever the hell you boring Karens do up there?
Language?
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Ugh, and I think about violence a lot, actually. Especially around you. I was slaying demons before your circle of hell even existed.
Oh, so you're old. Okay, glad we cleared that up.
I have the wisdom of experience.
And wrinkles.
Oh, how dare you?
Look, I'm just saying, I live in 600 degree heat, and I don't look like 40 miles of bad road. Moisturize, sweetie.
I'll thank you to remember that vanity is a sin.
Yeah, one of the best ones. I mean, look at me.
I'd rather not.
Ugh.
But back to the topic at hand.
Sorry, what was that again?
Violence?
Oh, right, yeah, okay. Go on.
But what about you? The most you've ever done is kill a few humans. Must be so damn easy to punch down and pick on the mortals.
Oh. My. Fuck. You. Swore.
Oh, I did. Oh, my stars and garters.
I am so telling.
Oh, we weren't talking about me, we were talking about you and your down punching.
I don't do it to punch down, at least not just to punch down. I was doing it to protect my darling human. You know, those mortals were just getting too close, so I removed them.
Oh, nice.
You're welcome.
But still, sweetheart, Fool-Zum here is bad news for you. You don't want to hang around with her? Besides, I've been with you for your entire life. Granted, it was one-sided with you being unaware of me and me watching your every movement. I mean, even on my breaks, I still chose to watch you. But what I'm saying is, if you want a girlfriend, I'd be a much better one for you.
You want to bet?
Gambling is a sin, so no.
Oh, my precious darling human. Don't listen to Flat Sash here. I'd be the better girlfriend for you. I love you much more. I'm much more, oh, what's the word again? Oh, it starts with a D.
Dumb. Dirty. Damaged. Difficult. Delusional.
Oh, no, devoted. That was the one.
Daft. Demented. Deranged. Disappointing.
I already remembered the word.
Distasteful. Dysfunctional. Duplicitous.
What, did you swallow a dictionary?
Dyspeptic. Dumb, said that one. Dysentery. Okay, now I'm done.
Ugh, you're such a piece of dew.
How dare you!
Oh, did the little bad word offend the poor and proper angel?
No, you stupid, ugly-ass little bitch. I'm offended you're the one thing in hell that's not hot. I swore! Again! I can't believe I swore! I am so sorry, my sweetheart human. I am usually not like this. This has never happened before.
It literally happened like 5 minutes ago. Were you not here for that? Did I imagine that?
Oh my goodness, this is all your fault.
At least you're developing. In some areas, anyway. Corrupting you is almost as fun as it's gonna be to corrupt my darling human.
Oh, this doesn't change anything, sweetheart. Stoolzum here doesn't love you like I love you. She doesn't care about you. Heck, she doesn't even care about herself. She needs a shower. She still stinks like brimstone. Fortunately, I can help her with that. Hold on. I think I have some holy water in here somewhere.
Darling, I care about you way more than rat sash. I'd do anything for you. I'd even go back to hell for you.
Don't you live there? Wouldn't you just be going home?
Well, yeah.
Then by all means, go home.
You know, honestly, with you here, it's tempting to go back to hell, but I can't leave my darling human all alone here, now can I?
I can't leave you with an angel that probably has a bedtime.
But you know, my darling human, you can stay up late with me if you catch my drift.
Doing what? Kicking puppies?
Oh, please, you don't kick puppies, you eat them. Everyone knows that. Besides, what we're gonna do doesn't concern you, brat rash. That's between me and my darling human, because we were meant to be together.
The only thing you were meant to be with is a gag and a restraining order.
First of all, kinky, and second of all, I'm not the one who's been watching them their entire lives.
Well, that just proves that you don't even love them. You just stalk them from time to time as an excuse to get away from hell. I, on the other hand, dropped down from heaven just to protect them from you.
Yeah, dropped on your head from the looks of it.
Oh, just back off already. This human is mine.
Oh, I don't see your name written anywhere.
Look closer.
You didn't.
I did. I wrote my name on the back of their neck while they were asleep. Just as a sort of deterrent so that demons know they're under my protection. Like a good luck charm. It was completely selfless, I assure you. Not creepy at all. I was voted least creepy back in high school. With 110% of the vote. How could it be creepy?
I really hope you're not planning on using that as your legal defense.
I'm not creepy, right, my sweetheart human? I just love you very much. So, so much. I love you so much I'd even sell my soul for you.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Haven't you bought enough?
No.
You know what? This talking of buying reminds me. This demon doesn't even have a job. In fact, she's never made an honest cent in her entire life. She never made a penny that she didn't embezzle out of an orphanage or scam out of a senior citizen. I, on the other hand, do have an honest job. Heaven pays me a salary.
Wow, I'm sure that'll come in handy when mortal currency exchanges start accepting heaven bucks.
It does come in handy. You know, my coworker told me humans are really fond of food, so I bought 38 billion acres in heaven so I could grow food on it for my sweet human.
Ugh, too bad you'd have to smuggle the food out of heaven to get it to him.
I know a guy.
Really? Oh, you are getting corrupted. Absolutely demonic. I love it. Not that you can compare to me, of course. All I need is one night with my human and they'll never think of anyone else ever again. They won't be able to get me out of their head. They'll always be thinking about me.
The only time they'll be thinking of you is when they get an Amber Alert. My sweetheart human, please listen to me. I'm the better girlfriend for you. I love you so much. Everything about you, your eyes, your hair, your face, your social security number.
What?
If it was for you, I'd gladly suffer any pain.
Oh, good. Then it won't bother you too much when they reject you.
My sweetheart here isn't going to reject me. I'm their guardian angel. We have a divine connection.
Then why is your sweetheart human being so hesitant?
You know, that doesn't bode well for you either.
Oh, well, I guess you do have a point, but, maybe my darling human here just needs some time to get to know us better, so they can see how wonderful I am, and how wonderful you are, not.
Please. After spending a few days with the two of us, my sweetheart human will wonder how they ever even considered a demon as trash as you as an option.
Okay, so what are you implying? Like, that the three of us are gonna be roommates?
That's a bit of an escalation, but sure. Just until I become their girlfriend.
That's my line, Satsash.
Oh, you got my name right this time. Zulzum.
Ugh, great. We're gonna be living in a sitcom. Just what I always wanted.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.